Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
Good morning, everybody. It's a little hot. A little hot there. Welcome to Best in Show, Best in Show Radio, exclusively on tpsradio.net, the People Sports Radio Network. Good times today. Good stuff happening. Magical wonderland, that is the radio talk show we do. And someone's going to be joining me today. Sorry, I'm answering things in the chat room at the same time. Were you confused?
I was confused about the same thing.
Oh, well, you wanted me to say it. Ladies and gentlemen, Keith.
No, I didn't know if we were on.
Sorry, that just totally took me out of my game. I got a little confused there.
Yeah, me too.
You're listening to Best in Show Radio, exclusively on tpsradio.net, as I was saying, the People Sports Radio Network. My name is Chris. His name is Keith, and we're here to do a show today. Look, if you want.
No, it's not. What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
My name.
Oh, sorry. His name is 100K.
No, my name's Keith. Stop. No,
it's 100. It's 100 Kev Kreil. Yeah, you'll listen to Best in Show, Best in Show Radio, exclusively on tpsradio.net. Check us out on the instant messenger at Best in Show Chris or Best in Show 100K. You can call us up on the hotline if you so choose, 888-985-0555. Or you should join us in the chat room where all the good stuff happens. So far, it's pretty quiet this morning, surprisingly. There's not a lot of people in the chat just yet. I guess some late risers today. But we do have our buddy Ray's in the chat room, which is a good time. Good stuff. Exciting, magical wonderland. So how was your week?
You just called a person good stuff.
No, it's good times and everything in general is good stuff. I'm a creep. What do you want me to tell you? So what's up, bro? Do you got anything to talk about today? You want to just end the show?
Nah, I'm done. I'll see you next week.
Well, thanks, everybody. We appreciate it. we'll see you next week. I'm sorry. Yo, I want to talk with our first, our early morning Sunday rape story, if I could.
Oh, you're starting out light today?
In all honesty, it's not really as bad as you think. It's just a minor issue.
Here we go. Oh, so it's a statutory...
No, it's not even rape, actually. It's just me being a creep like usual.
You just wanted to throw me into an uncomfortable mode for the rest of the way.
Fine, it's fun times. Your boy, Kenneth Hoyt this week, I don't know if you're 41 years old, was caught from, he was caught this week flashing women on the NNR train. You familiar?
Is he a raw foods chef?
Do you know, strangely enough, no relation to that guy, but a very similar story. They actually mentioned that in the story. Well, Kenneth Hoyt, was he exposed himself to like a 16-year-old girl. The other guy's last name was Hoyt, too.
It is. Okay.
That's why. No, so Kenneth Hoyt, yeah, he was flashing girls on the N and the R trains, which is, I mean, a fairly popular line here. And is it the Broadway line at the end of the R? I don't even know what it is. Something here in New York City.
It
I take it.
It goes from Bay Ridge to Coney Island or Astoria to...
Yeah, but it goes up Broadway, right?
Someplace.
It's around a Broadway?
Sure.
I'm pretty sure it does. it's Broadway. Anyway, so he was flashing girls on the N train and then the R train, and he got caught. And the reason the gentleman got caught is because on the back of the jacket that he was wearing was his website advertised, which led you to a pornographic website showing all the porno movies he'd been in and, you know, nude pictures of him.
Was he filming himself while he was doing this, or was this, like, independent of his website, of his professional
life? No. This was his pastime. He liked to show it. He liked to show what he can do. He was a champ of the people. He's a good guy. So
he's obviously proud of himself. He's been in porn, so.
So I just want to give credit out to Kenneth Hoyt. He's my nomination for the smartest guy of the week, and I'm a big fan of his.
You know, I heard a better one, but unfortunately I didn't take it down. But there was a
Just make it up off the top of your head.
There was a guy that as a matter of fact, it was in our hometown, the island of Staten. A guy tried to cash a fake business check for $7,500 or maybe even more. Yeah, for like $7,500. I'm sorry. $750 check he tried to cash, but it was fake. The reason the bank was able and the check cashing place he went to were able to track it down was because he used his real driver's license to cash it.
I did read that. It's a pretty bad one. I think exposing your... I don't know.
A lot of people have filled out job applications and then robbed the place, but like they're not even paying attention, so they're just dumb, but they fill out their own information on the job application. I didn't realize that. Damn, sorry.
I'm a big fan of either one of them. Just advertising with your website or leaving your driver's license at the scene of the crime is always good. Leaving your calling card, if you will. He's like a master criminal, but not quite the master part.
There's always those people that, like, they conduct their own personal business, which is traceable, and then they decide to rob the place or, like, commit whatever crime it is they're going to commit. If all criminals were like that, it would be great.
But there wouldn't be too many criminals left then. They would all go to jail immediately. Wow, you're the smartest boy I've ever met in my life.
I'm second, but thank you.
Actually, Keith is the smartest, or 100. I don't even remember who you are anymore, man.
Going to say Stephen Hawking, so why don't you just try to take it seriously for once?
Sorry, I'm a jokester. You know what it is, man? I'm a little out of my game, a little confused this morning. I don't know if you noticed. Wow, in the chat room, Vanessa's saying that she was flashed on the end of the R train by the same person a year apart.
And again, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were going to recognize me.
But wow, that's pretty crazy. I wouldn't be surprised to find out if it was the same dude, because he apparently was frequenting only the N and the R, and he's apparently been doing it for years. So it's possible it's the same dude.
Is that where the other guy was doing it too?
No, the other guy.
What was the other guy doing? He was just masturbating, right?
Yeah. That's how he was just taking care of himself. He had a little business. Oh, man. What was I just going to say? I'm more confused. I'm like disheveled. Our buddy Vito just joining us in the chat room. Morning, buddy. If you're going to travel in New York City, though, I wouldn't recommend taking the NRR train anymore. I would recommend taking a cab if you can. Total bad segue. That's just what this is here.
It depends. What
Cliff Adler was this week announced as being the world's safest cabbie. After 32 years, he had like no accidents, or like maybe had the occasional fender bend.
I'm assuming Cliff Adler is his first name, right?
No, Cliff.
This is New York City cab.
Cliff Adler Harif Dukam. No, Cliff Adler. Yeah, he's the safest cabbie in New York City. After 32 years, he had like no accidents and no problems or anything. So this week, Allstate Insurance decided to pay all the fares for anybody getting into his car. When I first read the story, I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. So this guy's going to have like a year of just like when people get in his car, he's still going to make the money, but people don't have to pay. It was only for like 4 days they did it for. They announced it on Monday. They stopped it on Friday. So 5 days.
Their goal was to create competition for cabs in New York City.
It just makes, you know, like I was thinking like, wow, this is such a cool deal that they're doing it. Here's what you got to understand. A cabbie on a good day, like a great day, maybe does $500 in fares. $500 over 5 days. So Allstate Insurance made the big contribution, like $2,000 maybe. That's like, I mean, that's not even covering, that doesn't even cover that guy's insurance for the year.
Wait, who, now I'm lost. Who did they, what was the, where were they donating the money? What?
If you hailed.
I thought if you get in his cab,
if you
it's
hailed,
free.
If you hailed a cab, he would pull up, he'd get you in, and he wouldn't charge you, but he would run the meter. Because he wouldn't get paid if he didn't charge at all. So Allstate was picking up the fare for all the people that he had. So let's say he had the best week of any cabbie ever. It's only like maybe $2,500 that they gave the guy. Like it's not even, you know, probably not even close to his insurance on the. Actually, I don't know if he owned the car or if he rents the car.
They probably didn't. They weren't giving him any more. They weren't giving him any more than he would have gotten anyway, though. Then right.
But yeah, and the point is, he's the safest cabbie in New York. So as a reward, his passengers don't have to.
The
pay.
Passengers probably assume then they didn't have to tip either. Yeah, precisely. So they just cost him.
Yeah, and I'm sure they probably gave him tips. But yeah, I just like I said, when I first read it, I thought it was like, wow, that's a pretty cool thing. And then I'm reading further and thinking more about it. I was like, wait, so this dude just basically is going to work for a week and people think he's nice. So I guess that's you know worth something. But so that's your boy Cliff Adler. What I found more shocking about anything else, you know what kind of car he drives? And it's a yellow cab, mind you.
What?
A Lexus hybrid.
Those are...
There's only two of them in Manhattan.
I thought they were still using, like, diplomats.
You know, I thought they were Reliant K cars as far as, like, oh, Crown Victorias is usually what cabs always were. But, yeah, I didn't even know they had a Lexus hybrid cab. It seems a little highfalutin for a yellow cab. I would understand it if that was, like, a livery car or something like that. I don't know.
Did they jack up the fares by 60% to pay for it?
I don't know.
It's now $17 a minute.
Vito in the chat room is talking about how he drove a cab, and the best he ever did on a day was 150. I don't know if you guys remember. I drove cab for a couple of years here in Staten Island. Actually, just as we used to do our old show, I was still a cab driver at the beginning of it. I'd say I don't think I ever cracked 200, but I came darn close to 200. But I would always volunteer to like stay for that 13th hour or 14th hour because it's fun. We were actually just talking about this in the car on the way here, strangely enough. But hey, you know what? You can't make more money in New York City. You can't make more money doing something with less skill, honestly. Does that make sense?
Wasn't even a sentence.
No, you can't make more money doing something.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying honestly, like to drive home the point. Like, honestly, I'm serious.
No, yeah. There's no way to make more money without skill than by driving cab.
Okay.
You know, you can't.
If you want to make an honest living, but you have no skill, the best way to go is cab.
Exactly.
Driving.
I mean, obviously, you could sling crack and you could probably make more money, but you probably can go to jail too doing that.
Probably.
Just a thought. But that's that. You're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on tpsradio.net. Give us a call on the hotline if you so choose, 888-985-0555. Get us on the instant messenger, Best in Show Chris or Best in Show 100K. Or join us in the chat room, more importantly, at tpsradio.net. Click on chat and it'll be a dandy time. Were you clapping? I just clap.
I do it in work all the time.
That's honestly one of the creepiest things. I've never noticed you do that.
I do this all the time to like... But usually it's funny because I actually enjoy doing this. Usually I do it to get the day on with, like, I clap. Like, it doesn't work, by the way. I haven't changed time yet.
You haven't been able to?
No.
I don't know if this is quite a retraction, but I'm going to play it anyway because I want to talk about a little something from last week, if you don't mind. Is that all right?
That's fine.
I don't even know what I'm supposed to call you. I look at you and I want to say 100K and I want to say Keith. I don't even know.
My name is Keith. Just
stop. I should treat you like a person again instead of my radio something. Hold on, let me get this going right here.
I offer a complete and utter retraction. The imputation was totally without basis in fact and was in no way fair comment and was motivated purely by malice. and I deeply regret any distress that my comments may have caused you or your family, and I hereby undertake not to repeat any such slander at any time in the future.
It's not quite a retraction that I'm giving here, but it's similar. We last week we were talking about, I'm gonna have a hard time remembering his name. Who hit the three home runs last week? No idea what I'm talking about.
In one game?
Yeah, three home runs in one game. I hit with somebody we talked about last week, and I literally just threw my notepad out like 10 minutes ago.
Damian Easley.
Nice. Okay. We were talking about last week, and we were talking about three home runs in a game. And then we got up to, we mentioned it. Did anyone even ever hit four home runs in a game? And we never even.
Did you mention that? Because I would have told you they definitely have. That's the most ever.
Well, we did. I think we might have mentioned it, but we never mentioned any specific names.
Right.
Per se. We never got into it. So that's what I'm saying. It's not quite a retraction, but we seem like a little befuddled and unprepared to discuss four home runs in a game at that point. To which I got an instant message from our buddy DJ Newstyle during the week saying, dude, what about hard-hitting Mark Whitten? Come on, four dingers in a game.
I was going to say, was Mark Whitten the last one? That's the last one I remember.
You're going to be stunned at who the last ones are. I have the 15 four-home run
games.
That's
how many times it's happened?
In all time.
That's great. I'm trying to think if there's any I could even name.
You'd be surprised to find out who some of them are. The most recent was in 2003.
What team was he on?
What team was he on?
Because I could try to just guess all day, but that's not really going to
be
an interesting show.
He was on the Blue Jays at the time.
Oh.
Yes, exactly what you're thinking. Say it. Should I put some game show music on just
go ahead,
to think about this?
I don't know what's exactly what I'm thinking, though. Was it Carlos Delgado?
Four dingers in a game. Carlos Delgado, September 25th, 2003. Carlos became the 15th player in big league history and only the fifth American League player to hit four home runs in one game. The Blue Jays' first baseman's first homer was the 300th of his career, and his barrage gave him 41 for the season.
Wow.
You know who did it before him?
Mark Whitten.
Not Mark Whitten. Two people between Mark Whitten and him. Mark Whitten did it in 1993.
Who did it? What, you know, yeah, team?
2002. Oh, no, you know what? 2003. Sorry, they're out of order here. I think they have the dates wrong on this.
What team was it?
At the time... See, I'm not sure which one was in 2003, which one was 2002, because they look like they're...
Gary Carter.
Out of order here, yes. Well, I've got a Dodger, and I've got a Mariner.
This is 2003?
One of them says 2003, one of them says 2002, but they're out of order on the sheet of paper, so that's why
I think
they're
both... It was Adrian Beltre for both teams.
Right, correct.
You might as well just give them to me, I don't want to waste so much time.
Sean Green?
Wouldn't even remember that.
It says May 23rd, 2002, but it might have been 2003. And May 2nd, 2003, which may be 2002, Mike Cameron.
Totally didn't remember that either.
Yep. And then the last one before that was Mark Whitten. As we go beyond that, in 1986, Bob Horner.
That I remember.
Oh, good, good.
No, I'm serious. I really do remember that.
Well, yeah, the 86 season would be memorable for you.
I used to like the Brewers, too. He was on the Brewers then, right?
Yes, he was. Nope, I take that back. So, the Expos.
Okay.
Expos. In 1976, Mike Schmidt, who's the first Hall of Famer on the list.
Remember that?
Do you?
Yeah.
In 1961, Willie Mays.
Remember it.
Hall of Famer. And then we got, a bunch of other people as it gets older. You know, as I was going through this, you know how many Hall of Famers? You heard me mention Hall of Famer. You know how many of the 15 are actual Hall of Famers? Assuming that, well, the last three are still active players. But
but even if the last three, you know that, like, Mike Cameron's definitely not going to the Hall of Fame unless, you know, mm-hmm. he hits Balco at some point. Mm-hmm. Sean Green, who knows? And who was the...
Carlos Delgado.
Oh, he'll probably... Oh, I'm sure he'll go.
Right. So do you know how many of the 15, not including... Well, you could even include those. How many of the 15 are actual Hall of Famers?
I know
I just
two
named,
of the
I just
ones you
two
named,
of them.
Mike Schmidt and Willie Mays.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the others were.
Yeah, only one other Hall of Famer hit four home runs in the game. And his name was Lou Gehrig. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He got sick. Strangely, he got a disease that had the same name
as him. That's insane. I still get freaked out by that.
Such an odd coincidence. Thought I'd mention that, but that's that was my sort of retraction from last week, sort of retraction game show. So to you, I'll say
sorry.
You're listening to Best in Show, Best in Show Radio, exclusively on tpsradio.net. Check us out in the chat room at tpsradio.net. Call us up on the hotline if you so choose. 888-985-0555. Instant message us at Best in Show Chris, or Best in Show 100K. Are you going to get a new one that says Best in Show Keith now as your new instant message name? Or do you already have that?
Why would I change it? By the way, Mike Lupica in the Daily News this week wrote that he doesn't buy that Roger Clemens is still so good now because of his workout and his regimen and
steroids,
and his diet. Yeah, he's saying that Mike Piazza got older than dried milk, I think was the way he put it. Who got old faster than dried milk, and Roger Clemens got better.
Hold on a second.
Dried milk doesn't get old. Yeah, I know.
How does dried? I don't understand.
That's
how
the whole point. You can keep it forever. I don't know.
Wait. Say what his statement.
I don't remember what his statement was. That's the thing. But I could swear he used the term dried milk.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't think that dried milk ages any slower or faster than anything else. It'll still age the same. It smells bad.
It ages about the same as Mike Piazza.
Oh, good. Which is different than
Roger Clemens
because he's might retire.
Because of his workout regimen.
Right.
Yeah, so he doesn't buy it. He doesn't buy that Jason Giambi's not on steroids anymore because he said he hit a ball off the facing in the upper deck the night before he wrote this article, and he got like maybe a third of the ball actually hit his bat. Allegations. What can you say?
Dude, I still got my 714 on the wall made in steroid needles from the New York Post. I whatever, man.
Yeah, I still think Giambi's doing it. I don't think he was last year. I think he is now. I think he started last year. He's looking like a monster again.
I mean, he could be taking like some like HGH or something, or but it's not steroids specifically.
But it's not allowed.
I'm not saying it's legal. But he might not be on steroids.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, I don't think he's necessarily saying it's actual steroids.
Oh, he's just saying it's one of these
things.
The rules.
One of these things that's not allowed.
Is he taking some Black Betties?
Mm-hmm.
I never knew any of the names of all the pills, like when they had fun names. Black Betties and Greenies and... Which ones, like, what are the...
I never came across them, so
yeah,
I don't know.
But what were the baseball ones? Didn't the baseball ones have a name like...
Yeah, they used to take some kind of amphetamines. I think Black Beauties are the ones that are, like, downers.
I like those.
Because there's a great scene in the Basketball Diaries where they want to take amphetamines before the game, but they don't know which they are, so they take the black ones, and then they're just like, slow motion all over the court.
I would totally take that to play baseball, because I would sit and relax in the dugout, and like, what? Oh, come on, dude.
By the time you woke up, Steve Traxel still wouldn't have thrown the next pitch.
Excellent. If you don't mind, I want to take a step away from sports just for one quick second to say goodbye to a friend. And by friend, I mean someone I've never met before, but is famous and I've heard of. Billy Preston this week died at 59 years old. Just thought I'd mention today.
He went deaf.
And he wanted me to blast everyone's eardrums out.
Billy, one of the many Fifth Beatles, depending on who you ask.
Exactly, one of the many Fifth Beatles. He did some solo stuff on his own. Was like the 17th Rolling Stone as well. It was responsible for some of the best piano and organ work in most of the songs. In most of the songs, I was just about to say, but in a lot of the great songs.
Little known fact: Billy Preston played on every song ever.
If he didn't play on it, he appeared on it.
Some, or at least heard it.
Some of them he might have been in the background just like walking by and you could barely hear the breeze coming off of something.
I actually wrote a new song today and I heard like a ghost in my room. He's coming to hear it.
I just look for any excuse to play the Beatles whenever I can, basically. And
this then, being the song, by the way, in case we didn't mention that Paul McCartney claims his now former wife, or not yet, but soon to be former wife, Heather, was in the car with him, and that song came on the radio, and she turned to him and said, "Who is this?"
I'm just getting filled with rage as I think about that. I saw this week that there were like some, apparently she posed for nude photos or something. I didn't know anything about that. I told you, my wife watches...
I'm scanning leg jokes in my head and trying to find the best one.
Yeah, what, that she should appear in Nugget magazine for one of their amputee spreads. Yeah, I thought it was crazy when I saw... my wife watches on Friday night, she watches that show Best Week Ever. She never watches Best in Show.
By the way, I have to share with everybody, that's the second time this week you refer to Best Week Ever as Best in Show.
Yeah, it's hard, man.
And you actually confused me when you were talking about it, because it wasn't obvious that you just, like, slipped up. I was thinking, wait, what is he talking about? Mm-hmm. I was so mad that I wasn't on the TV show, you didn't even tell me about it.
It was secret. It was actually a special moment. But it was actually a special moment. What does that even mean? Anyway, so we were watching, she watches Best Week Ever. I was just about to say Best in Show again, but I want you to understand. She was watching Best Week Ever, and I was watching with her on Friday night. And there was some story. They mentioned something about, you know, McCartney and Heather Mills, whatever. And then they showed, like, nude, like, lingerie shots of Heather Mills. I was like, what the hell is this? She apparently did, like, some sort of dirty work.
I didn't even know about that. But I'm
featuring Artie Lang.
I'm not the least bit. Oh God! I'm not the least bit
surprised by the filthy who.
No, not even that. I'm not the least bit intrigued because I don't really care. She's not attractive.
I definitely want to see her naked. I want to see her naked leg.
I think that may actually be like, you know, that there's always that celebrity nude thing that interests, even if you don't actually like say like you're not really dig the person, but it's like, oh, you know, you kind of the curiosity to see them naked because they're a celebrity.
Exactly.
I don't have it with her. I don't think I know her enough.
I think I have that with every human. I'm not even screwing around. Like, not even celebrities. You don't just want to see people naked. I kind of do. I got to be honest. I'm shooting from the hip.
Yeah, but see, but that's a big that's a big difference, though. People you know versus somebody that you've maybe seen.
No. Not people I know. Every human.
You just want everyone to be naked always.
No, not be naked. I'd like to know what everyone looks like naked.
Did you ever basically seriously notice that it all looks the same?
Pretty much.
No, I'm getting them off.
Seriously, get that down. Let's check this out. But you're going to tell me honestly that you have no, like, you have no, when I was younger.
Apparently the Hoyt brothers agree with you, and that's why they're sharing their nudity with the world.
Strangely enough, I was just going to say, I'm not saying that I want to show myself, yet I know that far too many people who I don't even talk to anymore have nude pictures of me all over the place. Not from, like, that I posed or something like that.
That's what happens when you go extended periods of time without wearing clothes.
I guess that would do it. I don't know. I just, I'm kind of compelled. I'm kind of curious to know what Heather Mills looks like. What are you giggling about? No, say what you got to say.
Maybe occasionally throw it on a pair of underwear so you could go out.
I
can remember three different occasions when I would be at your apartment.
You were about to say Thunderhill?
I wasn't about to because it wouldn't mean anything to anyone, most people really. But when I would be there and it would be a time when you weren't there and you would come home though and you'd be in like your boxer shorts and no shirt or shoes.
Okay, here's what you got to understand. Here's what you got to understand. Oh my God. Vanessa's saying that she has one and she's thinking of posting it on my MySpace page. I hope if you really do, honestly, by all means do. Here's the thing. When I get home from work, even to this day, well, I shouldn't say even to this day, because now since I've become a father, since I have a child in the house, I'm starting to try and be better about walking around in my underwear. Like, I don't walk around nude a lot. I was more of an underwear guy more than anything else. More than nude. Not saying that I'm ashamed in any way of what God's given me or hasn't given me. I don't even care. You know, I walk around naked. I don't really care. But now that I have a kid in the house, I think it's like a weird thing that I got to be careful with that. And I can't walk around
you
naked.
You should probably be dressed in front of your child.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not talking about now, though. You're a very different person than you used to be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I absolutely agree with you. But I will say that before I had a child, the second that I walk in the door from work, it's like my clothes would automatically fall off immediately as soon as I came in. Like, my pants would fall. There were times, literally, that my pants would be coming off as I was walking up the stairs into my house. Not at this apartment. At my old place. Like, I just... Why would you want to wear clothes all the time?
I'm remembering another time.
It's so confining.
I'm remembering another time coming home. And I guess I was staying there. And taking my pants off because I was just going to sleep in my underwear. And your reaction being, ooh, underwear. Just take it out already. as if I was teasing you or something. Like,
I'm kidding. It's also being stated in the chat room that I've gone to the deli nude. I don't know if I know I've gone.
Do you realize in retrospect,
for the record,
not that this should be a radio conversation necessarily, but do you realize what an out of control maniac you were maybe 10 years ago?
I see. When I think of being an out-of-control maniac, I think of the more traditional things that I was doing wrong with my life. The things that, you know...
That's
always what I think of. And I don't even realize that, let's say, for those who don't know, I have a history where I may have been a drug user. Well, not may have been, where I was a drug user, and I'm not anymore. I've been
still under debate.
Yeah, no. I've been clean for years, though. And the thing is, I associate, like, the bad time in my life with the fact when I was on drugs. I was still a pretty crazy, I suppose, like, or... I don't even want to say I was crazy, but like I guess I did some abnormal things regardless of whatever influences I may have been under. I don't know why. Wow, I'm so crazy. I hate that I even just said that. I want to kill myself and throw myself.
Well, see, I brought it up though. But see, this is the thing too. It wasn't like, I don't think it was the any kind of specific drug use. I don't know, man. You were just a really...
But, yeah, no, and that's precisely my point. Like, I always associate the weirdness with, like, the fact that I was a drug addict at the time. And the thing is, like, a lot of it had nothing to do with that. It's just that that's how I acted, which is just odd.
For those that aren't in the chat room, Vanessa stating you went in your boxes every day, but one day you weren't wearing boxes and they kicked you right out.
I can't even believe that I really walked into the deli nude. But you know what? That deli, the one specifically that she's talking about, if I was ever going to walk into a deli nude, that would be the one that I would do. So I guess it's plausible that I did. I just don't recall.
I also
you would think walking around in public would be something that's, nude in public would be something that sticks out in your mind. Not me.
I'm getting stories in my head, and some of them are tell that one, don't tell that one.
You feel free to say whatever you want. It's crazy. Oh, and Vanessa backing up my story. When I was walking into the deli nude, I was not doing drugs at the time. So I can't even use that as an excuse.
See, I'm the total opposite, and I definitely was out in my underwear as well from your influence of just being like, what do you got to put your pants on? Come on, let's go.
But honestly, see, I'm saying it now. Honestly, I wouldn't do it today. I'm an older man now. It's not a thing. This is crazy because literally last week, our buddy Eric Sandell. By the way, check out his website, ericsandell.com, who did our new logos that are available on our T-shirts and you know, it's a new design.
And he's no longer in the Sandells, right?
No, not anymore. Okay. But he actually sent me a message last week talking about how. He finds it so odd that we, not so much that he finds it so odd, but he finds it, he wishes we would tell more personal stories. Because he knows that when the personal stories come out, it's usually more out of control that we're laughing and really just going nuts instead of what we usually do. I don't know, just an interesting thought. Because this was totally unplanned and this is how we,
Kudos to Vanessa for stealing the show away from us with each comment, with each new comment.
In the chat room, Vanessa, I was also insulted that they wouldn't let me shop naked.
You were always insulted everywhere you went by whoever was around you. As a matter, you know what? I'm going to tell this one. I wasn't going to tell this one.
Feel free.
For some reason, because this one involves me too, but for some reason, one night, we thought it was absolutely necessary to... go buy stacks of magazines.
What like adult magazines, you mean?
Yeah, at the deli that was right down the block.
Okay, I would know where.
This was a night
that, we bought stacks
giant stacks of them.
Where did they go?
We went in our boxer shorts.
No, but where did the magazines
go first? You insisted that we paint our toenails. But this is the thing. It wasn't, let's paint our toenails, we'll look so crazy. Because we put shoes on. You just needed us to paint our toenails first.
You didn't want to not be pretty when you walked in, right?
And honestly,
the fact that
I don't remember what you weighed at the time, but I don't think I weighed anything at all. I probably weighed like 140 pounds if I'm lucky.
Yeah, well, I mean, at best, I was maybe 190. I was never skinny guy, but I was never at that time I wasn't super fat guy like I am now.
So us in our boxer shorts and shirtless, just buying stacks of porn.
Buying stacks of porn, but with shoes and painted nails underneath it.
And you got insulted because the people of the deli were giving us the nastiest looks, and you're like, just all loud at the counter, like, what the F is wrong with these a-holes?
Whatever. Was I a paying customer? Did they?
Absolutely were.
Did they have a sign out front that said "No shirt, no shoes, no,
no
dice"?
No shirt, no shoes, no porn. But we had shoes on, so it was all right.
Awesome. On a semi-related note, there's a new Fuse TV show that's supposed to be coming out. By the way, just so you know, called The Pants Off Dance Off. Are you familiar?
You know what? I gotta just throw back to that one second. I'm sorry, because I'll forget.
We can throw back to it as much as you want.
You asked what happened to them. We split them. We actually sat there splitting them. I took them home. You put them in a shoebox for me, and I took them home. And I lived with my dad at the time. About 5 years later, he said to me, I wasn't living there anymore, and he said to me, yeah, I found a shoebox full of porn magazines. What the hell was that all about?
What do you mean? Okay, honestly. You're going to tell me...
See, it's almost like... But that's the thing. Like, He should have known. He should have just assumed that was my porn stash. Not the whole story behind it.
Yeah, like he wasn't, unless he was working at the store that day and actually saw us in there. Like, how would he know? You know, just because you have, what's wrong with a guy who has like maybe 10, 20, 160 porno magazines? Like, when you're saying a stack, how much do we buy? I don't remember any of this.
They were all stacks of four. They were grouped together, and we spent close to probably like $70 in the store.
It's so absurd. It's so absurd.
Now you're mad now that I brought the money in?
It's so absurd that I would spend so much money on porno.
You could have bought
I've gone to, would you just say I could have bought so much crack with that? Is that what you meant to say?
You could have bought so much coke instead.
There were days, our buddy Vito, who's in the chat room, he was my roommate a while back, and there was a day, like, we took a trip into the city together, like, to go porno shopping. Like, we went out, and, like, I spent, like, you know, $150 on porno, not even DVDs, because it's so long ago, video cassettes to bring home. Like, it's so stupid. Why would anyone spend money on porn? I just don't even get it anymore. Like, don't get me wrong, I did it. I just don't understand why I did it, come to think of it. Especially since I don't know where that stack is. If I knew where that stack of magazines was today, then maybe I'd say, oh, here's the fruits of my labor. Here's what I spent that money on.
That's in the house you used to live in where a lot of stuff was lost forever.
Oh, it's from that house? Oh, yeah, obviously. We were walking to that deli. That's right. Yeah, dude, how about this? Totally different story. I'm watching... what the hell was that called? Like, it's like the show where they like where people bring like old stuff in and they get it appraised. It's like
the Antiques Roadshow.
Antiques Roadshow. Thank you.
There's two of them actually. There's also one with a guy named like Chris Kent. It's a fake one, but
I'm not sure specifically which one it was.
Antiques Roadshow was the famous one.
Yeah, I'm not sure specifically which one I was watching, but it was one of those shows. And as I'm sitting there flipping through channels one day, I see on the Antiques Roadshow, someone is holding up vinyl. Of Bob Dylan, the Freewheeling Bob Dylan album, recorded in mono. You know, which to me would be like the normal thing at that time, because stereo would have been a big deal when things were getting to stereo. Do you understand that the majority of his records were recorded, or the majority of the copies of that record were recorded in stereo? And someone shows on Antiques Roadshow, the record was worth like $12,000.
Wow.
Something insane like that. I am 90% sure that I have a copy of that record that got left at that old apartment. I know I had a copy at that apartment. I'm just not 100% sure that it was stereo. I'm pretty sure it was, though, because I could swear that I remember making jokes about it. Because it was actually given to me as a gift by someone. Someone gave it to me. Someone bought it at a yard sale, believe it or not, and gave it to me. And I was like, oh, wow, you couldn't spring for the stereo. You had to get me the mono version. And like, I specifically remember making that joke. That's why I'm almost positive that I had a mono copy of it. And it was left in the closet on the top floor of that old apartment. No idea where it is today.
After you left or after anyone you knew left?
I was the last one of... No, that's not true. Our buddy Dave actually stood there after me. But after I left, I never went back to that house again. That den of iniquity, of horror. And
literally condemned by the Board of Health.
Literally?
Yeah. There's posters all over it after that.
And that's how we lived.
But it was condemned while you were living there, I think, right? Because the people didn't...
No, I don't remember that.
The people downstairs left, and they were because there were giant holes in the floors, and this is probably after you left them. But I'm pretty sure you had to be the one that told me this.
Yeah, a lot of people lived in that house for like a couple of years after I left there. Like people that we knew, but like just barely... Well, I shouldn't say just barely knew, but people that I wasn't super good friends with lived at that house. Totally getting crazy local and talking about insanity.
It's an office now.
Vealchop in the chat room is saying something about he believes there was also unreleased songs on that pressing, so that may be why it's worth more, not the fact that it's just the mono as opposed to stereo.
If you had found that out then, you'd probably be dead now.
Oh, because that $12,000 would have went right to my someplace. I can remember one time, Vanessa in the chat room, I can remember one time being double parked in Times Square for an hour while you went into the store to find, to quote unquote, find something filthy. This is what's going on in the chat room. My life is a horror show of porno and filth. As I was saying before I get confused, the new Fuse show, Pants Off, Dance Down. No, Pants Off, Dance Off. I want it to be Pants Off, Dance Down. But Pants Off, Dance Off, the new show is going to be on Fuse. It's apparently like some sort of like dance competition show where you have to strip if you lose, you know, if you lose the dance competition. Host of the show is Jody Sweetin, most popularly known as the crystal meth addicted middle child on Full House.
Stephanie Tanner.
Nice. Look at you. You love Full House.
Whatever happened to predictability? That's the first line in the song.
The milkman, the paperboy, even MTV. I can't believe I don't have that to listen to. Oh, man. Billy Preston, cross that off my list. I'm just going through other things as I catch my breath and hope that everyone forgets that I walked around nude reading porno and reading porno. Because I was just really into just being obsessed with porno for a while. If you don't know, you're listening to Best in Show Radio exclusively on tpsradio.net, the People Sports Radio Network. Check us out in the chat room over at tpsradio.net. It's a good time. We got some our buddies in here having grandiose old time. You can call us on the hotline if you so choose. 888-985-0555. You know, I flub saying "if you so choose" every time I say it, but I insist on saying it anyway. I should stop that. Or you can get us on the instant messenger at Best in Show.
If you so choose.
Best in Show Chris or Best in Show 100K.
You were giving it up, so I thought I'd take it.
Yeah, it's all you. It's all you. You're the if you so choose guy now. Hi, this is 100. This is... is that your new name? 100 if you so choose. You know, this last Tuesday was, right? A very magical day in the world.
Finally another Julia Stiles movie?
No, not quite. I'm doing the exact thing that I don't like when I do all the time.
Electrocuting yourself on the air?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have set some music up before, and I forgot to put this on. Come on, buddy. This last Tuesday was 6/6/06, the scariest day in the history of the world.
Well, they released The Omen with Julia Stiles. That's why I said that.
I got to be 100% honest with you. I'm sorry, dude. I had no idea. I knew the Omen got re-released. I had no idea that Julia Stiles was involved in it, nor anything about it, nor would I even care, you know? I couldn't care less about it. She's awful.
You so choose.
If I so choose, and that's what I'm going to do. Let's see. What am I looking for? Just hang out. Everybody just be quiet for a second.
Shh.
Trying to find it. No, the most important thing about... God damn it. I hate my MP3 player because I can't find the things I'm looking for. The most important thing about this Tuesday... You hate that I'm doing this right now, don't you?
No, it sounds really good. Keep going.
View albums. Here you go. This Tuesday was known as, sorry, I should have been prepared for this and had this ready, was the National Day of Slayer, 6/6/06, nationaldayofslayer.org.
How do you even know that? The bulletin?
Wait, hold on a second.
What's this? Whew. Whew.
God hates us all. You absolutely hate Slayer, don't you?
I don't really hate them, but I don't listen to them, so. I used to like that song Chemical Warfare, if that's them.
I'm sorry, I just... I'm gonna stop myself immediately.
Actually, that whole Rain and Blood album, when I was young, my brother used to play that over and over. I think I liked that.
Here's the situation, dude. On, like, I think on Monday or Tuesday, possibly, my wife instant messaged me telling me, oh my God, today's the National Day of Slayer, because my wife, knowing that I'm 30, almost 33 years old, and I still act like I'm 14 and still listen to Slayer occasionally, tells me it's the National Day of Slayer. I had no idea about this. Apparently, they'd been building it up for months and building it up for months and months and months. That they wanted on 6606 everyone to, I'm trying to think of some of the quotes from the site, like, blast Slayer wherever you are and don't make excuses for it. And, including at work, in public, in your car, every place. Listen to Slayer. It's National Slayer Day. And obviously, it's a little bit cheesy. It's a little bit corny. I mean, even Slayer in general can be deemed as that. Oh, I see you writing stuff down. I thought it was a note for me.
No. Oh, you want a note? Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to write hi again, aren't you? Thanks.
I was trying to see if 33, your age, could be... if 666 could be divided by 33. It can't. So I'll go on.
Awesome. I'm sorry. I'm reading some of the awful instant messages I'm getting about things that have happened in my life that are probably not ready for radio consumption. But creepy. So I'm sorry. I got totally distracted by that. So National Day of Slayer. Listen to Slayer. I don't know what's wrong with me. How I'm as old as I am, and I'm still listening to certain music like I'm a teenager. It's just absurd. Which for the most part I don't. I listen to more mellow stuff than anything else. But at the thought of listening to Slayer, I've been listening to nothing but Slayer. Actually, I've been listening to Slayer and Gnarls Barkley all week. How's that for a mix?
That's the third time they've come up.
What do you mean by me?
No. Girlfriend asked me who they were the other day. I said I have no idea.
Gnarls Barkley is DJ Danger Mouse and. I think his name is CeeLo. I always get CeeLo and SkeeLo confused. He's some guy who used to be a rapper who, like, he kind of really sang.
I wish I was
group.
A little bit taller. That
I
guy?
Think that's SkeeLo. I think yeah. CeeLo is who this guy is. Because yeah, when CeeLo first came out, I thought he was SkeeLo too.
Oh, okay. But this girl that was like a backup singer with David Bowie. I don't know I was looking at David Bowie's website or something, and I saw that. It said she's now singing with Gnarls Barkley. That was the second time, and this is now the third time. So I actually found their MySpace profile, and I listened to it, and I don't know. I just didn't dig it.
Doesn't do it for you? I totally dig it. I totally dig it. Yesterday, I was in the backyard grilling up some chicken wings, just listening to... I was actually going back and forth between listening to Gnarls Barkley and Slayer. That's all I've been listening to all week. But, yeah, I just find it odd why I listen to some of the music that I listen to, because even... it's. I was never one to think like, this is a guilty pleasure. I don't want people to know. It's not a matter of people like knowing or not knowing what I listen to. It's just that a lot of the stuff that I think I listen to is really just horrendous and really just horrible. But it's something that I dig.
Well, I mean, after a certain age, things that you enjoyed as a kid, like a lot of things, like the majority of the stuff I always listen to, I still do. But a lot of stuff, like when you're an adult, it doesn't. You know, you realize it's not that good, but there was some other element to it that made you like it. I think a huge portion of punk rock is like that.
For the majority, like hardcore.
I'll never listen to The Exploited again.
Hardcore.
I see no reason to.
Punk, even to a certain extent. I don't know if you'd call, I guess Slayer would be more speed metal than death metal, but like speed metal, all that stuff. That was stuff I listened to when I was a teenager. I don't really listen to it anymore. And for the most part, I think it's bad. And I make fun of it the majority of the time. Except for Slayer. I still, to this day, have no problem listening to Slayer. I can't even say that, because there are some other things I listen to, too. Like, some buddies of ours had a band called CR. I'll still listen to CR. You can attest to that. I was putting it on in the car after the show a couple weeks ago, and you were getting annoyed with me that I was blasting it so loud. I for the most part, that's not what I listen to anymore, but I still cling to some of that
stuff. I usually go back once a year, and I'll find something, and I'll say, like, Carnivore or something like that. But I'll go back and I'll find it. Or like the Gorilla Biscuits.
Sorry, I was reading the chat room at the same time.
Notice it's all screaming and yelling music in different forms, whether it's metal or hardcore.
Carnivore, and Carnivore Retaliation were probably the third and fourth records that I put on my MP3 player when I first got it like 6 months ago. Again, I don't listen. I literally, if I'll listen to, I'll maybe listen to Male Supremacy once every 3-4 months at best, if even that.
So that's a really good song, though.
It really is. After the war, I come home.
I'm being serious, though. I think it's a really good song.
Why do you think I'm singing the words to it? Yeah, like I said, but that's probably the only one that I'll listen to is Male Supremacy. But yeah, dude, we should. Oh, that's your phone ringing. I was getting.
I thought somebody was scratching on the door.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. great. Vito points out in the chat room that I do like music. Vanessa responds that it's just ridiculous music that I like. It's you know, we were talking about this, and I don't know if we should say it officially on the air yet, but for Father's Day, we're probably going to do something a little special, and I think we may do something of a more music-related show for 1 week and 1 week only. And maybe you'll hear a lot of bad old hardcore. Hopefully not, actually. Hopefully I'll actually listen, put some stuff that's decent now. Who knows? Well, it's something we haven't even
played. I love you just to advertise our one and only music show as a lot of bad hardcore.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if we're actually going to do it.
I'm glad I know now I'm busy that day.
Great. Gotta go. Hey, man. I like hardcore. Wait, my point was no, I like bad music sometimes, but I'm embarrassed of it and I should stop listening to it. Well, either way, 6666, National Day of Slayer. And actually, if you know how I keep my notes, my note says 6/606, National Day of Slayer, little arrow underneath it. Why at 32 do I still love Slayer? That's my comment for the show. Oh, man. We were talking about your boy earlier, who I nominated. What's his name? Kenneth Hoyt, who I nominated for the worst thief of the week. Do you remember him?
He was the Flasher, though.
The Flasher, yeah.
The worst criminal of the week.
Yeah. I said thief. Sorry. Criminal of the week. Well, maybe
unless he stole innocence from somebody looking at him.
See, look at you. Look at you. Actually, there's someone that can give him a run for his money. What's his name? I don't even have the guy's name. Somebody. A kid from Salt Lake City stole a box of Pop-Tarts from a convenience store, got into a fight with the clerk as he was trying to get out of the store. He punched her in the stomach to get out. She grabbed his shirt, ripped his shirt off, and he went running out of the store without his shirt. He got into the parking lot and got hit by a pickup truck, fell over, jumped up and tried to run away again, got hit by a minivan, got up and tried to run away, and got grabbed by the cops. You need a box of Pop-Tarts so bad that you're going to start fighting with convenience store people and hit by two cars. Granted, I don't think he committed at the beginning to saying, hey, I'm looking to get hit by two cars for these Pop-Tarts today. But that, who do you think's the worst thief? A guy who advertises who he is, or just the kid who's just the most unlucky kid in the world for Pop-Tarts getting blasted by two cars?
This is the thing. Have you ever had the Frosted Pop-Tarts?
I'm not a big fan of the Frosted. I got to be 100% honest. We didn't have any taste test food ready for today. I'm going to go inside and get you some Frosted Pop-Tarts.
Wildberry Frosted Pop-Tarts.
Never had them. Never had them. I've had. You know what I just had recently? The strawberry milkshake ones. You ever try strawberry milkshake Pop-Tarts?
No.
It's kind of weird because it's straw.
I'm so hungry.
It's strawberry on the inside, right? As a regular Pop-Tart, and it's got the white frosted strawberry kind of stuff on the top, whitish pink stuff on the top.
Okay.
Vito, great line in the chat room. The guy's name is Pinball Jones, bouncing from car to car. I love that. It's got strawberry, like it's got like that pinkish whitish frosting on the top, but then inside where the strawberry is, it's got like regular strawberry filling, and then it's got like that cream kind of top filling mixed in with it to give it more of a milkshakey flavor.
A lot of times they have that berries and cream kind of stuff now. I'm not really into the cream thing. Not that that's necessarily the same thing.
Cash rules everything around me. It's all on my music show, kid.
Is that in horrible stuff that you don't listen to anymore?
I about 2 months ago, I was obsessed with listening to Wu-Tang again. Listened to him for like a...
I probably throw, like, most all rap music into that. It just doesn't.
See,
there's a lot of stuff I always liked. If I go back to anything, it'll probably be De La Soul, like the first two albums. But
I gotta be honest with
overall,
you.
Overall, like
I'm about to.
I loved Run DMC when I was 8 years old. I'm never putting like, oh man, I need to hear Rock Box. You know, like
I'm about to say something a little shocking, a little maybe something that's not the proper thing to say in the hip hop community. De La Soul's first album, 3 Feet High and Rising, overrated.
In the hip-hop community, exactly.
No, but any place. It's not that good of a record. It's not that good of a record. I like Jenny. Jennifer. And that's, and you know, Me, Myself, and I is an okay song.
The rapping is not good. The reason it's good, the reason I like it is because of all the background stuff. See, I don't just like, the dude could kick the craziest rhymes ever over a beat, and I don't care what he's saying, really. You know,
dude, look at me. Do you honestly believe that the reason I think a rap album is good or bad is like, oh, dude, check out the way he breaks up his syllables. It's got nothing to do with that. I don't think it's a very good record. I love De La Soul.
I think you like when he tells you how he rolls.
I do. That's really true. But, there was another. So other good Staten Island rap groups. It says the Nowborn Click. I thought they were called the Newborn Click. They were, because I thought they were from New Brighton. Oh man, Vealchup's getting upset with me that I'm attacking De La Soul's first album. Understand something. I own the record and I liked it. I liked it at one point. It doesn't have the same. Like De La Soul is dead. I could put on any day. Put on any day and listen to it from beginning to end.
It's good because of Prince Paul, basically. It's good because of the production. It's and the samples. It's good because other people wrote good songs that they decided to use, but you know. I should have finished my thoughts, so
no,
we didn't
okay.
leave
it's okay.
dead air hanging. But
I'm kind of cringing right now. I'm getting so mad. People are getting annoyed with me. I'm getting attacked. I'm being called stupid. I'm getting being called everything else. Whatever, guys. I'm sorry. I have an opinion that differs from yours. I'm gonna sit around and listen to Slayer, and I'm gonna enjoy it, and I'll listen to De La Soul Is Dead. I think 3 Feet High and Rising lost its staying power with me. I won't put that record on. Like I said, if I hear a song from it on the radio, because I'm sure I'm ever listening to the radio and it's not playing talk. But when I do, I'm sure I won't change the station. But I won't throw on 3 Feet High and Rising. It doesn't help the fact that I think my copy of 3 Feet High and Rising is an old, crusty old cassette that like sat on the floor of my car for years, and God knows if it even works anymore.
You know what's funny?
Three is the magic number.
You were talking about, Blind Melon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were talking about how things, you know, like we were talking about how when you're not a child anymore, like, certain things that used to like that you used to enjoy, you don't anymore. Like the first NWA album, I would never listen to again. And for a while there, I was saying that the second one, which I always liked better, I was like, yeah, I would listen to that one. The music was better on it. And then, like fairly recently, I downloaded a couple of the songs, and I was like, wait, this is horrendously stupid too. You know, like it's like it just doesn't do it for me anymore.
I was never big into NWA. I gave them respect. I liked them. I thought they were okay, but I didn't love them. I gave much spect, kid. I was more of a Ghetto Boys fan than an NWA fan. And I got news for you. I'll still throw that Ghetto Boys album on every now and again.
It might be because the Ghetto Boys are kind of funny. It might be because the NWA lyrics are so serious and so stupid that maybe. I know they're not. They weren't meaning it to be stupid, but mm-hmm. they are. And, you know. I'm a mother effing N, repeated over and over. With an attitude.
Come on, what's wrong? See, now I'm actually humming some NWA
to
myself.
Yeah, throw that on.
You know?
Although I do like that song Automobile, even though, again, ridiculously stupid lyrics, but let's just keep in one thing in mind. Not, like, offensive. Just stupid, you know? Like, but, like, But Eazy-E playing the piano and singing like he's Brian Wilson is kind of funny.
Oh, man. We are making an enemy out of Vealchop today by attacking De La Soul and NWA. And
I loved NWA when those two albums came out. But I just, like, at this point, in my limited time and my busy lifestyle, there's only so many things to listen to.
And NWA is not at the top of that list.
It's not at the top of the list.
Not in the top 100 on the list?
No.
Not in the top 1,000 on the list?
Maybe the top 1,000.
Okay. Just I'm trying to gauge it, trying to see where it is.
Yeah, you know what it is? Every once in a while, I would just be like, oh, you know what? I need to hear that again. Let me hear that song again. And but it doesn't have the same effect that it used to. Hence being an adult now.
Like a big grown-up. Like
I'm a big boy now.
You really are a big boy. We're going to discuss a lot of this. Like I said, I don't know how we go about doing this music show because there's so much that we can potentially do. Maybe we need to talk to Ray about getting me and you a music show that we do as well in addition to Best in Show. Is that an idea?
Sure.
Or do you want just the show to be you?
But don't tell him until we work out the plans for it.
Okay, that's a good idea.
So let's keep it a secret.
That's a good idea. Ray, just close your ears. You didn't hear that. That's
rewind and close your ears.
That's actually not a bad idea, bro. I think maybe we get a music show together, and by music show together, I mean once you leave, I start doing it and say, "Oh, Keith's over there. I'll take care of it here. This is a new one by Slayer."
I'm more thrown by the fact of once I leave. Oh, you mean once I leave the house? Studio.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. I don't know. So we got a little sidetracked there with some hip hop flavor that you could savor. So we're talking about the Pop Tart Kid, the world's unluckiest thief, who I put in second place for Criminal of the Week. I still think the guy with the website on his back is bad, but it got us talking about Pop Tarts and milkshake, strawberry milkshake flavored Pop Tarts. I actually had what was the other one? There was s'mores and there was some other like hot fudge sundae Pop Tart that I had like all within the past month. No, don't worry. I won't play nothing but my old band songs on the show. I promise. But so we're talking about these Pop Tarts and stuff. There's apparently a new place I'm struggling with pronunciation here. Ikebukuro, Japan's Namajama theme park will be offering some new ice cream flavors. This summer coming up. Your phone is so distracting. Amongst the flavors, some of your favorites, I would think: rattlesnake, cow tongue, Indian curry, cactus, and wasabi. Of that list,
I don't know what's up with you.
Wasabi. Of that list, honestly speaking, you have to pick one. Which one do you eat?
Read them again. And read them again so I could say none of them.
Rattlesnake, cow tongue, Indian curry, cactus, and wasabi.
It would be rattlesnake, cow tongue, Indian curry out. It would be
rattlesnake.
I wouldn't want any of them probably as far as the taste. But the cactus, at least it would be plant-flavored ice cream, so it would be only gross as opposed to, like, rattlesnake ice cream. And wasabi, I don't even know what that is, but I
wasabi
know
wasabi is the green stuff that's that little sauce on the side. It's not even really a sauce.
I might be
it's
willing to go
sushi,
with that one.
With sushi. It's really spicy.
And what's the third one I didn't rule out?
Rattlesnake, cow tongue, Indian curry, cactus, and wasabi.
Oh, two. Cactus or wasabi, I guess. I would go with cactus, because now I'm curious what cactus tastes like.
If you were a guy who actually liked food, I would think that you would...
That's not food.
I would... Indian curry's not food?
All right, that is, but I don't like it.
Cow tongue is food, too, believe it or not. It's regular food.
I know, but...
Rattlesnake, maybe not a traditional food. I would obviously try any one of them because I'm a slob and I just love food. My cheddar cheese ice cream is still my favorite.
Don't you want to just drop the rattlesnake down your throat?
Oh, man. Sweet, sweet venom. Honestly, I'm kind of
wasabi is out if it's horseradish.
Wasabi is horseradish? I knew it was spicy. All right,
then I'm going with cactus.
How do you not like horseradish? Because it sounds like horseradish and you're thinking of something growing on a horse? What's your problem with horseradish?
It's a gross, disgusting condiment.
It's delicious, actually.
No, it's not.
There's a bar on Bay Street that turned me on to horseradish. They would give their fries with a horseradish mayonnaise on the side. And obviously, you don't like mayonnaise. I know that. Or horseradish, apparently. Most delicious thing in the world. I have. Oh, man. Would you taste horseradish?
No.
I have horseradish dressing.
Horseradish was on my table a lot when I was younger. I don't remember why my family would be eating it.
Because it's delicious? Because it's delicious.
Oh, I forgot. It's all we could afford.
Yeah, so you would say rattlesnake is your least favorite of that, cow tongue second least favorite, then Indian curry, wasabi, and cactus in that order, or Where's Wasabi
Cow going Tongue now? And Rattlesnake are tied.
Okay. So, but now that you know that Wasabi is horseradish, do you put it below or above Indian curry?
Below. I'm less likely to eat it.
Okay, that's fine. I gotta be honest. I would obviously, we know that I'm an animal, and I would eat any one of them. I would try. I'm actually kind of intrigued to try the rattlesnake. I would love that.
This is something we could get, or
I don't know. I gotta look and see if we can order it. They're serving it at the Namjamba theme park. I've probably pronounced it six different ways every time I said it.
You said Mama Jama before, I think.
Yeah, Bahama Mama theme park in Ikebukuro, Japan. And it's the new flavors. They're coming out this
time. I was thinking you said it was a restaurant in New York.
No, I wish. I wish. But, I mean, I'm assuming if it catches on, someone around here will do it. I don't know.
I guess. I want to try the cactus, though. Mm-hmm. You know what? I never would have eaten cheese-flavored ice cream either, but
And it was the most delicious thing you ever had.
It wasn't the most delicious thing I ever had.
You said yourself.
And I probably wouldn't be able to eat it a lot, but I could definitely enjoy it.
Let's qualify your statement.
I can't eat ketchup, mayonnaise, mustard, meatloaf, ham, beans, vinegar, bologna, mushrooms, broccoli, food. I can't eat food. I can't eat food. I can't eat. If not for pizza and plain cheeseburgers, I'd starve to death. I am a monster.
Lady.
Here's the thing. I don't understand how our show talks so much about food, seeing as how you just don't eat it the majority of the time. Granted, don't get me wrong.
I eat a lot of what I like.
I don't think there's anything wrong with the fact that you're not a big fan of cow tongue and rattlesnake. I don't think that that's too odd. But I don't know. It's just so crazy that we talk about food all the time. Who makes cheddar cheese ice cream? It's any sort of Asian food store will have it. I don't know if it's a Filipino or Chinese or Korean thing, but it's at the Filipino food store here on Staten Island. On if you're local, you were talking about Staten Island Band's Veal Chop. It's on Tompkins Avenue. I'm doing
otherwise, just look for a Filipino food store near you.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to come to Staten Island.
But I mean, it's not. I don't know that it's specifically Filipino. That's the thing. It might be Chinese.
They have a lot of Asian food stores that sell, like, you know, various different.
And that's the thing. I don't know. When I say if he goes to a Filipino store, I don't know if it's a specifically Filipino thing. Just look for, like, an Asian food store and get it. It's called Queso Real.
Just melt some cheese on your briars.
That would be disgusting. I actually had, I told you, I had it last week for, was it last week? When was Memorial Day? Was that last week or 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago, I think. Two weeks ago. For Memorial Day, after the barbecue, I sat with my daughter and we ate cheddar cheese ice cream together. It was terrific. Love it. Great. Now we need a food show instead. I think this is the food show.
I think this is the food show.
Best in food show. I don't know. So, I like foods. By the way, I saw someone mention something about wasabi peas in there. Was that you that wrote that?
Nope. I haven't written anything for quite a while.
All right. So, okay. Someone addressed it to 100K. Oh, Vito addressed it to 100K. It's a very hot spicy pea. There's like a little store around here that's like kind of like a home furnishing store that had like novelty foods, and they had wasabi cashews. Loved it. Those are the most delicious in the world. My wife, when we were at the supermarket yesterday, says, oh, they got those wasabi nuts that you love. I went over there and they were wasabi peas. I was so disappointed. You know, she just saw wasabi and, you know, it was right next to where all the nuts were.
Did you hit her?
I didn't hit her so much as like punched and kicked, mm-hmm. which I don't consider hitting. In our house, that's not hitting. I shouldn't even joke like that. My wife could, you know, kick my ass without even thinking about it. Let's see. So Ikebukuro, Japan. I hope that I can get some rattlesnake ice cream. I think I've had rattlesnake jerky before. Me and our buddy Nunrock and I, we went up to like Vermont a couple of years back, and we got caught in a terrible, terrible snowstorm. So we had to stay at a bed and breakfast in some place in Connecticut on the way back home. That was our excuse. And we went to the general store in town to like get stuff to do because they only had two channels. And it was during the playoffs, too. We wound up missing a playoff game. I don't remember how many years ago it was. But we wound up... I'll get into what we wound up doing at the end of the night. But
you mean at the end of tonight? Or
yes. And we stopped and they had alligator jerky, venison jerky, kangaroo jerky, and there was some other crazy animal jerky. I guess the animal wasn't crazy, but a weird thing. And I ate them all.
Why do humans feel the need to eat everything that has like a heart and life? Kill it and eat it.
Because it's good. They're talking about bacon, by the way. The fact that I cooked an entire brick of bacon in the past, made a nice pound of bacon last night, and I'm so pissed that we're not eating it right now on the air. Maple bacon. Oh, God, I'm starving to death at this point. I might actually pass out.
You're going to die? I think you might actually going to die.
Here's the thing. It's because I'm not drinking beer during the show today. I'm drinking pink lemonade instead. And
yeah, because you're never hungry when you drink beer.
The beer's not filling me up. I could usually wait till after the show. Now I feel like I have to leave in the middle of the show to go get something.
So instead of leaving me to go to the bathroom, you're going to leave me to go to Burger King. Or a Japanese restaurant to get cactus ice cream.
Oh, man, I wish. But yeah, so I had all those great, terrific jerkies at that place up in Connecticut. I wish I even knew where this place was. When I spent a bed and breakfast with a night in bed and breakfast with a friend of us. Like I said, two TV channels, horrible to watch. We wound up, I'm sure, in our underwear at some point. But we were playing paper baseball in this hotel room, bed and breakfast room.
Good
that's,
game.
That's what we do. You played paper baseball before, right?
Well, actually, what's...
We crumpled up pieces of paper into balls and threw them across the room and hit it. Mm-hmm. You know, with our hand, and you know, and like different areas were marked double, single, home run, tape.
Oh, see, I used the paper towel thing from the inside of the paper towels as a bat.
No, we used hands.
You can't choke up or you'll miss.
Yeah, we would use just our hand to do it, and we actually had pitching. You played by yourself, or you did self hitting by yourself, or you actually had another person there.
What you just said is the saddest picture in anyone's head. Me throwing up a crumpled up piece of paper and missing it with a paper towel roll.
Yeah, I know. Because someone throwing a piece of paper at you and you swing it.
Two adult males in Connecticut in a motel room playing it together.
But it was, hey man, you got to do what you got to do. We booked cards with the intention of playing cards, and somehow we played paper baseball for hours instead.
I'll play air baseball before I'll play cards. Yeah. Not against cards, but you know.
Nothing against cards, but
baseball's
but
a good
them.
Game.
Yeah, oh yeah, they did have beer though, so we got good and drunk and played paper baseball in our underwear, I'm sure. Sorry, I'm thinking about bacon at this point. All right, I'm gonna change topics. I'm gonna go to someplace else. I'm gonna think about. I'm looking to see if I have any other food stories that I can't talk about. Your boy John McEnroe this week. You hear about what happened with him? We were talking about baseball,
this is
tennis.
The thing, I didn't. But you may. If I read two stories wrong, then you're gonna think I'm insane. Did it have something to do with his butt?
It sure did.
Okay, so then I did, but I didn't see what it was.
John McEnroe this week, in an exhibition match against Jim Courier, one of his co-competitors in the Outback Champions Series, which is like a senior tour that they're doing. He didn't like a call that he got someplace in like Georgia, I think, and he decided to moon him. Yeah,
wait, it's not in Australia. Outback the re- oh, forget it. I forgot.
Yeah, no, but it wasn't part of that. It was part. It was part of like some exhibition thing. It's just a guy who he regularly competes against as part of this Outback thing.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, the Outback thing is for the steakhouse thing, and it's not in Australia. I don't think. But
do they serve kangaroo at Outback Steakhouse?
I wish they would.
Kangaroo steaks.
I wish they would take it and boil it in the water living, so I could eat it that way. So, oh God Almighty. But yeah, John McEnroe, dude, you're 150 years old. You're successful. You should be done with everything already. Stop. Like you're so mad that you have to be the bad boy that's mooning people. And apparently like, there were thousands of people in the crowd. Like, it was a big crowd. It was a huge thing. And well, the big comment in the blurb that I read was that Anna Kournikova was there and was upset and walked away when it happened. I just thought I'd mention that. That was a little interesting story. I played paper baseball a lot in my days.
Did you?
It was one night that our buddy Chris,
if Anna Kournikova had mooned somebody, would it be the most downloaded picture on the internet?
God. They already have most downloaded pictures of her that, where she's not even really nude, where she's just wearing tennis clothes.
Exactly. Oh, so you're saying yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
Who would get faster downloads, her or Natalie Portman?
I'd say Anna Kournikova. But I think Jessica Alba would beat them both. Sex Match 2003. Anna Kournikova, Natalie Portman, Jessica Alba. Where's the F. Mary Kill game. You're up.
Well, we have to play that game?
Yes. You have to marry me, have sex with me, then slit my throat today. That's the new game.
That's what you want me to play with them three?
I would like you to. I'm just curious. I want to gauge it. I want to know what you're thinking.
I don't want to kill any of the three of them.
But you have to. It's a game. Nazis have your parents, and they're going to shoot them.
I didn't want to talk about that today, but since you decided to bring it up in the middle of the
game. Sorry, I didn't want to get personal.
I wouldn't marry Anna Kournikova.
No way. Good choice.
So I guess I'd have to kill her.
Yeah! I don't know why that gets me psyched, because I agree with you. I guess that would be why it gets me psyched, so I do know. By the way, while he's thinking about this, you're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on tpsradio.net, the People's Sports Radio Network. Check out our website. Check out TPS's website. Go to the chat room. Join us. If you feel like it, call us on the hotline.
I'd marry Jessica Alba because I don't want to be dragged.
She's my wife, though.
I don't want to be dragged to fundraisers by Natalie Portman.
888-985-0555. You think Jessica Alba doesn't go to fundraisers?
I don't think she even knows how to spell it.
You kind of made me feel bad. I would marry her. She's my best girlfriend ever.
I said I would.
No, don't. Don't marry her. She's mine. She was on I know we talked about the MTV Video Movie Awards last week, but they actually showed it on the air this week. She did a lot better than I expected her to. She was actually legitimately funny at points. She, like, the little thing, if you ever get a chance, you know, if you're 14 years old and actually watch MTV, and you get a chance to see it, watch it. The little thing of her parody of the King Kong movie, probably my favorite thing I've seen in the longest time. Did you see it?
I did not.
We're going to watch it after the show. I actually should have brought the audio in here. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculously funny.
Are you going to make me pretend to be her again? Because I don't think I'm up for it.
I'd be Kong.
By the way, side note. Reminded me because she was on the show. Entourage returns for its third season tonight on HBO.
She was on Entourage?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me?
I did.
Was I listening?
No.
Oh.
You were listening to something else.
I was listening to God Hates Us All by Slayer the entire time.
And MySpace is having a contest. That's the theme music, actually. MySpace is having a contest where you can win a trip to Vegas or something. I don't know. But if you go on MySpace.com and you see, just put in like Entourage or whatever. You bring up the profile.
How much should we get paid for these plugs, by the way?
$6.
Awesome.
You bring up the Entourage profile.
The big plug, so our 12 friends know about it now.
Oh, that's right, $4. And they're having a contest, and the contest is you have to choose, like, your crew. You've never watched Entourage, right?
No, of course not.
It's about a movie star and from Queens and his three friends that he brings to Hollywood with him to be his manager, his driver, and one's his brother.
I know that Jeremy Piven is in it.
Yeah, he's the
agent.
Case
closed.
So, it's actually a good show, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But I'll be sure to catch it. Right after I watch King of Queens and Everybody Loves Raymond, I'll flip that right on.
So, I really want to just launch into why The Sopranos is terrible, and I just don't feel like
it. In all honesty, dude, I'll agree with you today, because last week's season finale, maybe the most disappointing season finale ever. It ended so bland, so dry, so pointless. How do you do a cliffhanger of we're sitting around having Christmas dinner and everything's fine? Was it Christmas? I don't even remember if it was Christmas. It was some sort of holiday dinner. Yeah, Christmas dinner. And everything was fine. Like, that's the big cliffhanger. That there's an underlying theme of, hey, maybe there's going to be a war between New York and New Jersey. That's it. Like, come on, dude. This is how you leave me
how
off, David Chase.
How long have they been dragging that whole thing on anyway, that whole New York and New Jersey thing? Who cares?
Probably the people who watch the show would care, I assume. People who are interested in it and people who like it. But it was like it was so, like, nondescript. There was no real
yeah,
plot
he,
development. It was
so
a lame show.
He so didn't probably want to feed into what everyone thought might be the big cliffhanger that it was just like, we'll have none.
Yeah, well, apparently
there's an air of pretentiousness to him, to that show, I think.
You don't say, David Lynch fan.
That was done well, though.
Sopranos is done well. Sopranos, don't get me wrong. Last week's episode was horrible. And don't get me wrong, season 4, not so great. But It's a good show. It's still a good show.
I think anytime Frank Vincent is in a movie or a television show, it should just be burned.
I don't even know who Frank Vincent is.
He's the guy with the white hair. Billy Batts from Goodfellas, that's on The Sopranos now. I don't know his name on The Sopranos.
Oh, you mean
okay.
Phil.
Yeah, actually, that is his name.
Phil.
Riotato or something?
Something like that. He's going to die, too. He had a heart attack. Massive one, sad.
Frank Vincent?
Yes.
Worst radio guest in history, by the way. He was on Mike and the Mad Dog, reading from his new book.
On the worst radio show ever, Mike and the Mad Dog.
He made their show worse, though. Reading from his new book, lists of movies that he likes, you know. But anyway, here's the thing.
By the way, as long as we're talking about TV shows, in the chat room, Veal Chop is complaining that he finished season one of Lost and they didn't reveal what's down in the hatch. You could finish season two and you won't really know what's down in the hatch yet either. That's why it's so great.
Yeah, but I think as far as what he's looking for...
No, he's looking for something more than just nothing, not knowing anything. At the beginning of season two, as soon as it starts, they'll give you something. But there's no answers. That's why the show is so upset, so ridiculously addictive, because there's no... I mean, don't get me wrong, it's no Sopranos, but it's...
You think The Sopranos is better than Lost?
Of course not.
Oh, okay.
Lost is the best show on television. Ultimate Fighter is the second best show on television. Sopranos is the third best show on television. That's what's on my TiVo schedule every week. And actually, now I only have one thing on my TiVo schedule.
Speaking of Entourage, they have a thing where on MySpace, make your top eight the four main characters, not including Jeremy Piven, and then you and your crew. But and there's also this all this like hip hop wording, like the players place is the name of the Entourage profile. One of the dudes listens to rap music sometimes, so like this whole like hip hop marketing thing, I totally don't understand for the show, but whatever.
Do you know anything about America or about people?
Okay,
I guess that's what the kids listen to.
But, yeah, so it's like you and your crew, and then like they're gonna submit the best one like to win this trip. I haven't looked at it yet. I just found this as you were about to pick me up. But I'm just thinking if you go to MySpace.com and you find this Entourage thing, you could probably just sit and cringe and laugh for hours at like what people are actually going to put up, like them and their crew and whatnot. I just thought I'd throw that out.
Yo, who's in the top eight for the Best in Show Radio MySpace page?
Get your crew together.
That's
and
our
come
crew,
on.
Dog. Yo, what's up? You guys got to represent. Yo, yeah, I...
The fact that adults are ranking their top eight is honestly one of the most ridiculous things ever.
The fact that adults are on MySpace is ridiculous.
It's true, true. But the fact that adults are on MySpace and saying, these are my favorite people, is ridiculous.
Apparently, Phil Leotardo sells Go Get Your Effin' Shinebox t-shirts on his website.
Yes, he mentioned that too.
I'm totally going to go buy that.
You'd wear that shirt.
Around the house in my underwear.
You should be killed. You shouldn't be killed, but you should be dead.
I should be whacked.
Yes.
Hey, man. I like movies. You're going to tell me if Goodfellas comes on, you don't watch it.
I watched it like 400 times, so I probably
that's
wouldn't.
Not,
but...
That's not the question I asked.
Not anymore. Maybe, if there's
You're
nothing
crazy.
Else.
You're
but...
crazy. It's one of the greatest movies ever of all time.
Okay, that's fine.
And you should watch it all the time when it comes on. Ever. You should watch it ever. That's what I just said. Yeah, I don't know. So I should watch Entourage? Is that what you're trying to get at here? Or you want me to be in your top eight? I don't even understand what the point of this story was.
I love that I told you a story about my top eight. And I'm like, yeah, so I realized how stupid it is. So I decided to, you know... Just fill it up with, like, all bands and the Mets instead because it's dumb to have top eight. So, like, I removed you from my top eight, and then the next 15
what?
Minutes were me trying you saying, wait, you took me out of your top eight.
Bro, seriously. I'm your boy, I thought. I thought we were BFF.
Are there any punk rock songs about the top eight yet? Like by
Dude, please, today, could you stay late after the show today? Could we record our new punk rock song about being called BFF, and it's all about the top eight list? BFF!
Oh, that's
break
a hardcore
down!
Song.
Oh, wait,
I was thinking more like one of them Blink 182 bands, knockoff bands, would release like...
We're gonna go to the show tonight with our BFF, our top eight club, yeah,
why
yeah.
Why am I in your top eight? Then at the end it's one,
my best boys.
Oh my god! Yeah. Like, during
they call it out at the end, the top eight.
During the skank part, we call out each of our eight top eight. Dude, in all honesty, I'm going to record some music today, and I'm going to record a hardcore version of it. I'll have them. Maybe that'll be part of our music show next week. We'll open it up. We'll open it up and close it with our hardcore top eight song.
Why don't we just write the song and give it to Avril Lavigne and make some cash?
Top eight! I'm totally in. I'm punching you because you're number nine! You know? I want it to be heavy. Dude, come on. Hardcore. You want to be
my
hardcore
slang? Has that slang hit the high schools yet? Like, oh, she's totally top eight. She's all right.
I would think so. Guys have bet.
I don't know that he's top eight, but you know.
I don't know if he's top eight, but I'm in a group with him. We do share common interests. What other things did you have on my
list? I don't know if he's top eight, but I wouldn't delete his comments.
There you go. It is something that. Sorry, it is something that adults are doing that kids should be doing instead. Also, in a study that came out this week, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, teen habits that are adult habits are on the slide here in New York City. I thought I'd mention
smoking and sex.
Smoking, 23% of the children in the United States partake in it, whereas only 11.2% of them in New York City do it. Safe sex, 62% in the U.S., 69% in New York City wear a condom. Just a couple numbers. 3.2, dog. Binge drinking. What are you giggling about?
I refuse to say it.
Say it. Come on.
I'm actually mature enough that I was sitting here laughing because you said 69%.
Oh, great. Binge drinking, 25.5% of the kids in the U.S. do it, whereas only 13.6% in New York. Marijuana use, 20% in the United States, whereas only 12.3% in New York City. Carrying a weapon, either a gun, knife, or club. Who carries a club? Just like a big lumpy thing on there. I guess like a blackjack or something like that would be considered a club. Not a blackjack. What do you call it? A slapjack. As opposed to a big shovel spade that someone would be walking around with. 18% in the U.S. and 16% in New York City. But this is the reason why I bring the story up. It's running dead even in the United States as a whole and in New York City. 7.5% of kids have reported the risky behavior of forced sex. And by forced sex, it says in parentheses, rape. When you're having a conversation and someone's asking you, wait, so do you smoke pot? Do you drink beer? Do you do this? Do that? Do you rape? Yeah, I rape occasionally. What person could, in any sort of survey, say honestly, yes, I've raped? And how could you? I mean, I don't understand how you could respond to the question.
Well,
whether was it on a, maybe it was on like a survey that people didn't have to read?
That's kind of creepy, though.
What's that?
By the way, 88% of teens also lied to polls then. So
yeah, I understand that. I understand that 100%. It's just it doesn't say how it was taken. Like, I just don't even understand how you could respond, yes, I've raped. I don't understand a person having the mentality to actually someone that does rape.
The fact that anyone answered positively to that
exactly.
is kind of
creepy. That's my point. I don't understand. Like that if you've had the wherewithal to rape, how in your mind you could think it's acceptable to say, I mean, don't get me wrong, you have to be a monster to rape in the first place. But, like, how do you think it's acceptable to say, oh, yeah, I've raped? Like, it was also in the news this week, the dude who raped Kelly McGillis when he was a kid.
Yeah.
He's, like, his part of his statement to the cops, I haven't even raped anybody in 3 years. Like, stop it, you idiot. Like, you understand, he's an animal and he's a maniac and he has been his whole life. Like, I just don't understand kids submitting themselves to a survey saying, oh, yeah, well, I smoke a little pot on the weekends and I rape, like, sometimes. Like, what?
New York. Our kids don't rape any more than yours do.
Exactly. That should be our new state, our new city logo, motto. I hate it. I need something more positive in my life. I need to ignite my potential and really just really get out there and get things going. You know, the Ignite Your Potential team debuted yesterday in NASCAR at Inwindale Speedway in California. It made its debut. The driver was Kenton Gray, if you didn't know.
I choose not to comment on this.
Oh, good, good. For those who don't know, the Ignite Your Potential team, you can get to their website at DianeticsRacing.com. That would be the Scientology NASCAR team. It's got the volcano on the hood of the car, and it says Dianetics on it. Dianetics Racing. Just want to throw that out there for you in case any of you are interested. I actually want to check out that site.
Wow, you had a perfect forced sex right into Scientology. You had a perfect segue that you didn't use.
Sorry, I must have missed that. Wow, I'm going to cross that off my list. The other thing, since we were talking about kids and screwed up things about kids, even though I just said I was going to try and segue away from that, 17% of the students at Cornell and Princeton University
have raped,
have admitted to purposely mutilating themselves to relieve the pressures of mental problems and depression. By mutilating themselves, I mean they're cutters, they burn themselves. What's up, cutters, for all my Diamond Dallas Page fans out there, or bruise themselves. Maybe just me? A little bit sexy. A
little bit?
A lot of it sexy. It means that they care about you. If you're willing to cut yourself because of what I did, you know, you're all right. Your ace is in my book.
There's nowhere to go with that.
That's all I had to say about it. I think it's sexy.
By the way, speaking of rape, buried somewhere on the back pages of every paper is not even on the back pages, hidden somewhere in the middle, like next to the ad for like zero financing on a new credit card or something.
Zero? For real?
I know. It's crazy.
I got 15 grand I got to get rid of.
Is that the other stripper in the Duke rape case? Told police right after the accusations were made that she spent the entire night with that girl and they, quote, they're a crock. And then later, somebody said that she told a reporter that that wasn't true. But now she's saying again that she's been telling the DA and the cops that the girl definitely wasn't raped, you know, but the DA chose not to use that evidence.
What it comes down to, dude, is when 46 people donate DNA to figure out who done it and none of it matches, I stop paying attention to the story.
But the thing is, that becomes a story in and of itself
because these guys submitted to it.
They're still on track to get convicted because the DA is refusing to step down.
I can't imagine that it's going to hold up. There's no DNA evidence. There's DNA evidence that doesn't match. There's no way they're getting convicted. It's a waste of time. So, but like I said, as soon as I heard that they all donated their seed and it didn't match. Actually, I don't know if it was their seed. I just know it was DNA evidence. And it didn't match. That, whatever. It means nothing.
On a side note, they're going to be donating that to sperm banks too. So
starving now. Now I'm absolutely starving just thinking about it. Other things that make me hungry are thinking about Brangelina's baby. $10 million. Did you see the first pictures of her?
What are they doing with the money? Are they donating it to charity?
I'm sure they are. For Shiloh Novell, Angelina Jolie. That's her name, right?
I don't even have the slightest bit of interest in seeing a celebrity baby.
She's so pretty. In all honesty, she's a really cute kid.
But who cares? There's a lot of cute kids.
It just really made me feel bad about myself.
But it's the idea.
In all honesty, I agree 100%. Yeah, I don't remember if it was 10 million or 1 million or
like when Sarah
million.
Jessica Parker, there was this big thing on when their baby is born, everyone's going to want to see. Who cares?
You don't want to see if Ferris Bueller's horse faced wife make a kid. What it's going to look like?
It's going to look like a normal kid at first.
That's not true, dude. People look screwed. Shiloh Novell actually looks like both of them immediately. And I think the pictures were when she's like 12 days old or something. And it's kind of cool.
You sure it wasn't one of them pictures where they morphed their two faces together?
On one of those VH1 shows yesterday, we were flipping through the channels and they actually showed what a morphed picture of what they think she'll look like.
I saw that on the internet somewhere.
And it wasn't a joke. Like, it was serious. It wasn't like, you're killing your kids and they're showing the crazy picture. It was like a serious picture. like I thought it was, you know, part of like some comedy show, and it was a serious thing. It's saying like, yeah, this is what you look like, hubba hubba, is what the guy said. On it. So it's like, yo, get away from me. But seriously speaking, I don't necessarily care what the kid's gonna look like. They had the pictures on the cover both. You know what? I don't have a fascination with her. She's a cute kid, whatever. But I can see wanting to know what Horseface and Ferris Bueller's kid look like. By the way, I keep calling Bueller. Like he's an old country bumpkin, Ferris Bueller.
If there was a magazine over there,
where's
on the
it?
Couch,
where's it?
Right. And I told you, oh, there's a picture of whoever it is you said you're curious about
it
seeing.
Depends.
Baby.
It depends who you say it about.
Okay, about Horseface Bueller and Horseface and Bueller's kid over there. Would you run over there and grab it and look at it, or would you say, oh yeah, I'll look at that later?
I'm like a foot away from it. I could just turn. I wouldn't have to run. On the air, I probably wouldn't, but if we were just sitting here talking, I'd probably look at it.
Immediately.
Yeah, why would I file it away? If it's something...
But if it's there, and say you're doing something now. Say you're typing something on the computer. Would you wait
What would I be typing? Here, let me try. Let me go to the chat room and see what I could type. KEITHISCRAZY.
Now, say you're typing that, right?
Okay. What else? All right. Hold on. KEITH.
Now, are you going to stop after the H and say, oh, I need to go check out that picture? Or are you just going to finish what you're doing?
I'm doing jokes that people on the podcast won't be able to get. I stopped at CR and put period, period, period. I would, no, I don't think I would stop what I was doing for it to see a baby picture.
But that's exactly my point. $10 million?
Oh, but you know what? There are all across Middle America, not even Middle America, all across the world. Dude, People Magazine sells. The National Enquirer sells.
Did
Us
you ever
magazine
notice the tone,
sells.
Too? They take that tone, a lot of these celebrity magazines. Now, somebody used to bring them into my job all the time, and they take this tone of like...
Who, Shiloh?
These people are so much like better than you. They are honestly almost like... They almost try to insult you with those magazines. Like, you're not as good as this person. It's true. I mean, don't get me wrong, but they try to, you know.
Is it so far? No, but for people that are buying those magazines?
If Jeremy Piven and Jewel had a baby, how much would you pay to see it?
I'd want to know if its teeth were good, so I'd want to see it when it was like 12.
I'd be more interested in see the child when it actually looks like a child, not just like a baby.
Right. Well, like I said, if it's someone freakish looking, like Horseface Sarah Jessica Parker, I would want to see it. And Brad and Angelina, Brangelina.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't too overly obsessed with it. The kid's cute, though. You know, I saw her on the cover. All right, it's a cute kid. Apparently, the brand of clothes that they dress the kid in is now, like, flying off the shelves everywhere too. This is what I'm saying. We're a country of consumers, and people care what these people do. And
it's not only our country, too, because, like, England, you know, if there's, like, some new royal baby or a Spice Girl baby or something, they go crazy, too.
I didn't even know any of the Spice Girls had babies.
They do.
All of them? Not Melly C, right?
The one that's married to...
Beckham?
David Beckham, who we need to get to in a second. Well... Not him, but his
sport.
We gotta
get to him. Oh, is he on the line? Hold on, let me grab him. Beckham? This isn't gonna be worth the joke by the time I get here. Must have missed him. That was funny, right? Good one.
Awesome.
Yeah, because tell me what you gotta talk about with David Beckham. By the way, we're super deep into the show. If you don't know, there's like 20 minutes left to the show, and I know you had a million things you had planned. We should probably start getting
not
to some
a big
of
deal.
Them. I'm looking to you for direction.
You need to give me 10 seconds to run away.
We got to go to the bathroom?
I drank too many energy drinks.
Go do what you're going to do.
Can I pee on your floor, actually?
Yeah, please do. So, Brangelina's kid, I think, is hot, and I want to hang out with her.
Listen to him flounder. Listen to him flounder terribly as my revenge for all the times he's left me suddenly in acts.
I'm tempted to just...
I actually just floundered trying to introduce that, so the joke's on me, isn't it?
Toying with the idea of just being dead silent for the entire time, maybe whistling a little bit. But no, I don't know, man. So I thought it was crazy. Here's the other thing with Brangelina's kid. In New York City, on the cover of the New York Post, they got the picture of this kid on there, and it took the top spot on the paper over the fact that... That Al Zarqawi got killed. Don't get me wrong, I think Zarqawi got killed... after the thing went to press, so we didn't know about it. Because I remember I walked into the office and people were talking about Al Zarqawi being dead, but I had my Brangelina paper underneath my arm, which would be remiss if we didn't say anything about that. Abu Musab Al Zarqawi is dead. After two 500-pound bombs were dropped on his safe house, Zarqawi was the guy that Osama referred to as the Prince of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. He's basically considered like... I don't even know... This is why I should have waited for Keith to bring this up. I don't really know if he's considered the real mastermind of everything, or if he's like the new leader since Osama got crazy. I don't really know too much about it, so... Probably shouldn't have brought it up, and I'll never talk about it again. But since I did bring him up, and I'm going to bring some terrorism up, my boy Johnny Depp, this week was lambasted by the designer Colleen Lloyd's, Cherokee designer Colleen Lloyd's, because she was seen wearing a knockoff design of her shirt, which was, it showed Geronimo and three other Braves, none of them Chipper Jones, wearing on a shirt that said "Fighting Terrorism Since 1492." Apparently, the shirt that he was wearing was like a cheap knockoff of it. And apparently, Johnny Depp is against terrorism and looking to stand up for his Indian people, his Cherokee people. I actually think he's part Cherokee, but he's not really all that concerned with what's the word? What do you call it? What's something like a knockoff?
A knockoff?
No, but there's another word for it.
A fake?
Something else. It's something merchandise. Not black market. It's like... I can't talk sometimes. My brain doesn't work. Whatever. He's something. Sorry. I just totally got lost there. Back to what I originally said before I brought up Johnny Depp, which you didn't hear.
Yeah, because if the Cherokee was still in charge, he would have a great career.
I thought that, you know, when I actually wrote this down, I knew that would be your exact response, too. But, no, what's the, Black Label? Something Label Marketing? Ah, man, I'm going to go crazy. I'm not going to remember this.
I don't think I know the...
Yes, you do. Everyone does.
I don't think I...
All right, I'm stopping, starting over, everything's crazy. This all started from me bringing up the fact that Al Zarqawi got killed this week, and that's what brought me into the terrorism thing. And I'm, again, bringing up something that I don't know anything about. Zarqawi is like the head of Al-Qaeda, or he's just the head of Al-Qaeda in Iraq?
Isn't Bin Laden the head of Al-Qaeda?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I don't know
He's the head in Iraq.
Okay, because according to Bin Laden, he referred to...
Even though Al-Qaeda aren't in Iraq, they have nothing to do with it, but he's the head in Iraq.
Right. Osama said that he was the prince of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. I just thought I'd mention that out there. Counterfeit! Thank God, Vanessa.
Wow, that's really the word you were looking for?
I swear on my life. I am so stupid.
You know what?
I was thinking...
That word didn't pop into my head, but I was trying to think of some phrase I've never really heard that much.
So you've never heard the phrase counterfeit?
No, I didn't even think counterfeit because I was trying to think of something that...
Yeah, it wasn't crazy. That's why when you kept saying, I don't know what you're talking about, I'm like, no, you do. It's a regular word. Just sometimes my brain doesn't work. So Johnny Depp was obsessed with... who's obsessed with? He was wearing a t-shirt. Now I've turned it into he's obsessed with. But he was wearing a t-shirt talking about fighting terrorism since 1492. So it's not really an anti-terrorism shirt. It's just like a pro-Cherokee Nation shirt.
Why don't you just get over himself?
And
smile.
Whatever, dude. You ever see...
smile once.
Did you ever see Gilbert Grape?
He didn't smile in that, even.
Great movie.
He hasn't smiled since he was Hanson.
Did you see it? Have you ever watched him? Dude, do you remember they killed his girlfriend? You know how many things you could do in 3.3 seconds?
Oh, my God. He kept rewinding the tape.
That was honestly the greatest episode of any show
ever.
I have
the whole box set of the first two seasons at home.
Is that on that?
I don't know.
Because I have a video cassette of it in my attic someplace of that episode, but it was when they replayed it and I videotaped it, and there was thunder in the area, so you get static blurbs through the TV. Because this is when I had a nice rabbit ears over my TV and my VCR to record it.
You know what it is? I hate guys like Johnny Depp and I'm trying to think of non-political guys because it isn't necessarily to do with the politics. It's just that they end up being
Mikhail
political.
Mikhail Gorbachev.
Good. Perfect. But they end up being political because they take themselves so seriously. But like Johnny Depp, Sean Penn, Eminem.
Eminem being political? What?
No, I'm saying it's not about the politics. It's just a lot of the guys that like this, that like these guys that never smile. Like their whole thing is like, I'm a serious person kind of thing. Like Johnny Depp doesn't smile. Sean Penn doesn't smile since he ordered a pizza in history class.
I think Sean Penn is a political dude, though, intentionally.
Yeah, but...
Eminem, I don't think, is.
No, Eminem definitely smiles. Wait.
Hold on.
My whole point, though, is that it's not because they're political. I think a lot of them are political guys. Like, Eminem's not a political guy at all. But it's just people that, like, maybe because... All right, so maybe because Sean Penn is so into the political thing that he needs to be serious all the time. But these are people you will never see smiling in a picture. Find me a picture of Sean Penn smiling. Post, like, at close range. Find me a picture of Johnny Depp smiling.
I could definitely find you pictures of Eminem smiling. Eminem is a bad example.
Okay, I don't think you can.
You want me to do it during the show and stop everything? After the show, I'll
wow,
post
we
something.
Didn't get to any of the music either.
That's
I
what I kept saying
that.
To you earlier. That's why I said that. I know you had a lot of things you wanted
you
to get
to. You
want to
go?
We got 15 minutes. Where am I starting? You're listening to Best in Show, the most disjointed, insane radio show in a long time that we've done. I feel very uncomfortable with the way today's show
is. We're going to leave one of them out. I think we're going to leave one of them out only because it's going to take too long.
What do you want me to do? Tell me what you want me to play.
We're going to go with the ones that are actually titled and the what do they have in common ones.
Okay, so this one. We're starting here?
Sure.
She's got it.
Go.
Baby, she's got it.
This isn't Bananarama, by the way. You know what? I'm going to recap the World Cup while this plays. World Cup action kicked off this Friday. Germany beat Costa Rica 4-2. Ecuador beat Poland 2-0. Wow, killing me right now. Trinidad and Tobago, or Tobago, I'm not sure how that's pronounced, actually had the biggest celebration of all when they tied Sweden. They were a heavy underdog. And coincidentally, Sweden is the country of origin of the band that's playing in the back. In the first song in the What Do These Songs Have in Common? Argentina defeated Côte d'Ivoire, which is French for the Ivory Coast, 2-1. Ecuador beat Poland 2-0, as I said. Contrary to popular belief, Poland did not knock any of the balls into their own goal, into their own net. But,
you know,
Carlos Gamarra.
You know, when I went into the other room, my kid is standing in the living room holding a microphone singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star into it. Just thought I'd mention that.
See, I would have stayed and watched that rather than come back to my idiot.
I did. When she was done. Hold on, someone's calling. Leave the music playing?
What?
Want me to leave the music playing?
Well, yeah, because we got to get to that.
Hey, you're listening to Best in Show, and you called in. Who's this?
It's Vito, guys.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
I don't know. What just happened?
What do you mean, what just happened?
Like, it sounded like you guys just had a meltdown.
Yeah, everything just went crazy, because you know what it was? We got really deep into the show. Keith walked out and left me here to talk about something that I needed to talk to him about, because like an idiot, I thought, hey, I'll just go right into this, it'll be fine, and I needed him for backup, so then I was disheveled. Then when he came back, we realized that we were totally missed out on the music thing that we were supposed to be doing. So we just started doing it without even introducing it, and all of a sudden there's music in the background, and we're disjointed and insane, like I just said.
Oh, okay. I thought that maybe I'd give you some kind of show of solidarity and have you hang up on me.
I'm not going to give you that satisfaction.
Oh, it's not for me. It's for you guys.
Oh, no. I'm not going to give you the satisfaction. You're always looking to get hung up on, calling all the time. Please hang up on me. It's not happening today, buddy. No, I made a promise to you a couple weeks ago. I'm just kidding around with that.
I know. But
Vito, do you watch soccer? Have you been watching the World Cup?
I haven't been able to watch anything. Although I do like soccer.
Yeah, right. You're listening to Best in Show. So that was the first song, and I'm supposed to figure out...
We're multitasking here like crazy, but it's good.
Yeah.
Keeps people on their toes.
What's the next song here? I'm supposed to be figuring out what all these songs have to do with each other?
Yeah. But I'm not going to tell you this week.
You're not going to tell us this week?
Maybe I will. I guess at the end of the show.
By the way, I didn't even want to hang up on it. That was totally... That was totally wrong.
Where are those happy days? They seem so hard to find. England beat Paraguay 1-0 when David Beckham's free kick early in the game bounced off the head of Carlos Gamarra of Paraguay, and that is why they lost. So this guy basically woke up, looked in the papers, saw that he scored the lone goal of this game, knocked it into the wrong net. Actually just tried to deflect it back, but instead he knocked it back into his own goal. Second song.
I don't even know, man.
You want to jump to the next one?
Dude, I want to get drunk right now. I'm not supposed to be at the bar on a Friday night. Weekend, buddy! It's the weekend! That's what this feeling... That's the feeling that this comes up inside of me.
I'm sorry, I'm just looking in your eyes and listening to this. I want to hold your hand.
In the chat room, by the way, Vanessa's telling us that Sean Penn and Johnny Depp smile all the time.
Sorry. Everything's alright. So it's Shocking Blue, the song Venus.
Love with
SOS by ABBA. Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Swede. By the way, they're all Swedish groups, and that's not what it has to do with.
I was just about to say that.
That would be stupid. Go to the next one. This one's German.
NRB, track 3. Is that the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. Everything else had a name, so... These are all ominous.
Yes, that's it. You win. Because Hooked on a Feeling is the most ominous song ever written.
Well, no, but seriously, listen. He's coming. Hold on. He's coming.
6606.
Hold on. 6606. You and I. My guess on what these all are, they're all songs. I think that's what they have in common.
They are. And you're right.
Are they all about tearing down that wall, Mr. Gorbachev?
They are not.
Well, you gotta talk to me. You gotta help me out.
They're all similar.
They're
for
all,
one reason.
They're all the same music? Hold on, let's see. Let's check. Ooga, shaka, ooga, ooga. I think they're all the same song. I have no idea, man. Is it a lyrical thing?
I thought this one might... sort of. I thought this one might have given it away. I thought you might have known about this one.
That they're all people not singing in their own language? And
keep going with it.
They're people that are singing English, but English is not their first language. For real.
I was looking for word, actually. You're so close, but you're not there. I can't even believe you got this close.
Well, because I started thinking about this and thinking about... And they sing English, even though they didn't mean it?
If you had replaced mean with a different word, you would have had it.
They sang their own songs in English, not their own tongue, and didn't understand what they were singing.
No clue. I'm so psyched that you got it. I can't believe it. Yes, that's what basically you're doing. They all sang phonetically, not knowing a word of English.
Listen. Slowly in the summer. Yeah, they did a real great job. Way to go, Nena.
Captain Kirk. There's naked pictures of her somewhere that I still want to see.
I'm in. I'm so in.
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised about the ABBA thing, too. I didn't know about that. Apparently, a lot of people knew that ABBA, like, first two albums, they didn't know English.
Hooked on a Feeling?
That was a song that was a hit by a guy, BJ Thomas. A couple years later, this band redid it. Probably like within the same year, redid it. Blue Swede, a Swedish group. No idea what they're saying. I can't stop this feeling. But this guy has no idea what he's saying right now.
But he's enunciating so well.
Well, if you listen to a song over and over and keep singing it, eventually you'll get it.
Kind of like Untergleben, Glockenglauben.
Exactly. Us doing the Tulip song.
Wow. This totally gives it a different feeling.
The best is the guy singing Oonga Chaka. I probably think that means something too.
Well, I gotta get... See, that doesn't sound like a person that understands what they're saying. That doesn't sound like a person that knows the guitar lead. It doesn't even sound like words. I don't know. Good one. I got to be honest. I think I deserve some sort of T-shirt or something for winning this.
You want a Best in Show shirt?
Yeah.
How about a green one?
The one I'm wearing already?
Look down, buddy.
Oh, wow. I really am the winner today. If you guys are interested, Vito's obsessed with dropping the change today. If you guys are interested, you can get yourself a Best in Show T-shirt, although God knows why you would after listening to the meltdown we've had over the past 15, 20 minutes here. But we do what we can, and we get by, and we get by with a little help from our friends. You just pointed up at the sky. Was there something else important that you needed to talk about?
Not really. Just is too much. I'll talk about Yahoo. Yahoo Serious. We'll keep going on the World Cup next week. But by the way, the first game is probably underway now. Iran. Versus Iran versus
Iran versus I
Mexico
jump.
In taking place in Nuremberg.
Okay. I don't, you know, I have about as much interest in that as I do in the USA Network this November.
The president of Germany told the Iranian team that forget it.
Wait.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't insult old Germany.
By the way, Shocking Blue is Dutch, not Swedish.
Okay. Good enough. And they know English.
I'm sorry, what I was saying, I have about as much interest in the World Cup as the fact that the USA Network, this is something I just want to get out there, this November is going to start airing MLG games. MLG, Major League Gaming. They're going to show on TV people sitting playing video games. As an athletic, you know, as a sporting event.
I'm trying to find some redeeming value so I can say, well, but...
You know what the redeeming value is? The winning prize, you get $250,000 if you win the game. But that's for the people playing. That's for the people who are involved. For the people like us who are sitting... like it's like a TV show of you hanging out with your friends, sitting around watching people play video games. It just seems crazy.
Oh, I'd watch that show.
I would myself as... I don't know. Dude, we just...
Is my mind?
We fell apart for the whole end of this show. Exactly. Where is my mind? You've been listening to Best in Show. If you don't hate us enough, check us out again next week, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thanks to everybody for showing up in the chat. BestInShowRadio.com. Bye-bye. Change.
my mind.
Anyone but me and you. I don't even know if you'll get it. While he's on my TV naked.
I don't.
I got a real big problem. I just want it to end. How can I get to you? And you have this amazing boyfriend. At least that's what you say. Think about you every day. The pain won't go away. Even if I try to fake it.
Just what to do.